Tuesday, February 25th. Today in gym class, we were having timed swim races against each other. For some strange reason, whenever I try to swim more than 20 feet, my legs cramp up and get stuck in really weird positions. I look kind of like one of Brianna's old Barbie dolls with two broken legs. And once my legs are all messed up, I start to panic and rarely make it to the other end of the pool. But mostly I was super worried because this race was going to be 50% of our swimming grade. Our gym teacher blew her whistle. Tweet, tweet! Next group, please take the starting line! It was finally time for my race to begin. Chloe gave me a big hug and jazz hands for good luck. Zoe gave me a hug too and recited another of her inspirational quotes, this time from John Lennon. When you are drowning, you don't say, I would be incredibly pleased if someone would have the foresight to notice me drowning and come and help me. You just scream. I was like, thanks a million for that, Zoe. I think that quote was supposed to encourage me, but quite frankly, it scared the snot out of me. You just scream? What kind of advice is that? Oh. And did I forget to mention that I was swimming against Mackenzie and three CCPs? So, Nikki, I see you're going to attempt to swim today without your scuba suit or ridiculous floaty toys, Mackenzie sneered. Her friend snickered. I just rolled my eyes at that girl. I wanted to say something, but right then, my knees were so shaky, I was more worried about accidentally falling face first into the water before the race even got started. Our teacher stood on a podium to begin the race. Swimmers, take your mark, get set, tweet! I dove into the water and began swimming frantically. Although we had just gotten started, I could already clearly see I was way behind. Yep, dead last. It was so humiliating. To make matters worse, I was slowing down and my leg muscles were starting to cramp up. Finally, I stopped swimming and started to doggy paddle. Mackenzie was in the lead, and the three other girls were close behind her. I wanted to give up. That's when I looked over my right shoulder and caught a glimpse of a dark shadow slightly behind me. Actually, it looked a lot like a shark's fin. I took another look and, yes, it was a shark's fin just several feet away. I couldn't believe my eyes. OMG, I think I actually peed in the pool. And judging from the size of its fin, that thing was gigantic. Out of sheer terror, I started swimming as fast as I could. OMG, what is that? A shark in the pool? How in the heck did that get in here? I wondered as I swam for my life. I came up with three possible theories. It could have been living in the Westchester County sewers like those alligators, pythons, and other scary creatures we hear about in the news. Or, if it was in the drainage system, it probably got too big for the pipes and burst through the drain and into the pool. Or maybe it escaped from the Westchester Zoo and was swimming down the creek behind her school when it decided to stop off the pool for a quick lunch. One thing was for sure, I had no intention of becoming its next meal. You know, yummy Nikki nuggets dipped in chlorine. I must have had a surge of adrenaline or something because I kept swimming faster and faster until I reached the end of the pool. Then I jumped out and zipped right past my teacher, screaming at the top of my lungs. Shark! Shark! Run for your life! Hey, there was no way I was going to hang around poolside. Sharks swim ashore, attack their prey, and then drag them back into the deep to be eaten. At least, that's what they do in movies and on TV. And personally, I wasn't taking any chances. So I kept running until I got to the very top of the bleachers. Only then did I check behind me to make sure that shark hadn't followed me up there. Hey, it could happen. That's when I heard my gym teacher make an announcement over the loudspeaker. May I have your attention, please? I'd like to congratulate Nikki Maxwell. She not only won first place in the swim race, but she set a new school record for the 50-meter swim. That's an A-plus for you, Miss Maxwell. Job well done. Please come and pick up your award certificate. I cautiously walked back down to the pool where Chloe and Zoe gave me a big hug. Did you not see that humongous shark in the water? I gasped. All we saw was you give Mackenzie a good beatdown in that race, Zoe gushed. OMG, you won by a mile, Chloe giggled. You were out of the pool before she even finished. But I could have sworn I saw a shark. My BFFs walked to the other end of the pool and returned with something big and shiny with a huge fin. Only it didn't have pointy teeth. This is not a shark, Nikki, Chloe said. Try a plastic skua fin, Zoe giggled. Sorry, guys, but it looked like a shark to me, I muttered. OMG, I was so embarrassed. Anyway, after winning the race and then getting 50 extra credit points for breaking the school record, I ended up earning an A as the final grade in my swim class. That stupid class had been kicking my butt all month. I never would have thunk this could happen. Woohoo! I was beyond happy! And now the swim coach actually wants me to join the girls' swim team. How crazy is